So, where did matters leave off in April? Uncanny Echoes, from the closing weekend of the 2021-22 Western Hockey League season, will reverberate on Blanchard Street through the opening weekend of the 2022-23 season. The capricious nature of fate has brought the Spokane Chiefs back to Save on Foods Memorial Center to start the 2022-23 WHL season tonight and Saturday against the Victoria Royals. The Chiefs, as Royals fans will bitterly yet vividly recall, denied Victoria a playoff berth in the final game of last season. "We are hungry and super pumped and motivated to play the team that knocked us out last season," said returning Royals defenseman Wyatt Wilson. That is a widespread sentiment among the Royals group on the eve of the new campaign. "Absolutely, that's motivation," said returning Royals forward Braden Schuurman. "The guys want to take care of that lingering bit of business, and they just might." Theoretically, this should be the payoff season for the Royals in the natural three-year cycle of Major Junior Hockey, after recording the worst record in the WHL in the 2021 pandemic bubble season and taking the playoff race to the final game before falling just short last season. "Everyone is ready for these expectations," said Schuurman, who returned this week from the NHL rookie camp of the Boston Bruins hobbled, and will miss the opening weekend. "We are older now and know that to expect. The boys have grown together these past 2 years and the chemistry has grown along with that. Some intriguing buds have sprouted from the often painful growing period, especially on the Victoria Blue Line." Bypassed in the WHL prospects draft, Gannon LaRocque has emerged out of practically nowhere to be a commanding presence and drafted and signed in the NHL by the San Jose Sharks. Fellow Royals defenseman Callum Parker was selected to the Canadian team for the 2022 IIHF World U18 Championship in Germany. Wilson was invited to the Winnipeg Jets NHL rookie camp and fellow Victoria Blue Liner Austin Zemlak to the Hockey Canada selection camp for the 2022 Hlinka Gretzky U18 tournament despite missing much of last season to injury. "Our back end has lots of talent and it built up a lot of confidence over the summer because of the national teams or NHL rookie camps. Notice," said Wilson. Even with Captain LaRocque to miss the regular season openers tonight and Saturday due to injury, there is abundance on the Victoria Blue Line, which returns all its players from last season. "Once healthy, we are going to have a very strong defensive core," said Zemlak. "We have depth." With Schuurman out to start, and top two 2021-22 scorers Bailey Peach and Tarun Pfizer graduated, the Royals will need depth among the forward core, as well. "We have guys stepping up to fill shoes," said Schuurman. Among those is newcomer Teague Patton, acquired from the Medicine Hat Tigers in exchange for a conditional fourth-round 2025 WHL prospects draft pick, and who scored 4 goals as Victoria went 3-1 in the preseason. Returning forwards Carter Dorenevsky and Carter Briltz also showed well on offense in the exhibition season that was bereft of many top WHL players away at NHL rookie camps. With only a few new faces sprinkled throughout the veteran roster, the script is the same in the crease, with the solid duo of Tyler Palmer and Campbell Arnold as returning goaltenders. "This season is an important step forward after 2 years of being a fairly young team," said Royals GM and head coach Dan Price. "You feel a sense of the chemistry that has built up over the last 2 years and that this group is ready to take that step forward." Victoria, however, is in a very rugged and talented BC Division and Western Conference. The Kamloops Blazers, who will host the Memorial Cup National Major Junior Championship next spring, are ranked number 5 in the Canadian Hockey League preseason top 10 poll and the Seattle Thunderbirds number 3. The Prince George Cougars endured their recent season's low spell in the standings, and in the process garnered Riley Height number 2 overall in the 2020 WHL Prospects Draft and Cone Zimmer 4th overall in 2019. And now are ready to pop as the BC Division's team of the future whose time has arrived. The Vancouver Giants made the playoffs on the last day of the regular season, 1 point ahead of Victoria, and then proceeded to make a deep run into the playoffs last spring. The Kelowna Rockets, Portland Winterhawks and Everett Silvertips are always in the hunt. "We recognize that, but we also recognize we will be tough to play against, as well," said Wilson. "We are excited to play the top teams. We believe the sky is the limit for us and that we can do something very special, whether it's a great regular season record, or a long playoff run. A lot of that will depend on the team executing Price's high tempo, high-speed, high-pressure game in which the team attacks and defends as five-player units. We want to be fast, aggressive, physical and versatile with players able to play each side of the ice, said Price. That requires some sacrifice in terms of individual achievement goals and means checking your ego at the dressing room door. But that is the only way it's going to work for this group. Despite the Victoria team's experience, which is a big plus, the pure talent level is appreciably higher on several other teams in the BC Division and Western Conference. We always work hard, said Wilson, who added the veteran-laden roster now has had a few seasons to grasp Price's unrelenting group approach. That's a big part of who we are as a team. Consistency is going to be the key. So is proving the last two seasons were pointing to a payoff. CDHayansaw at timescolonist.com.